I can. Thanks for attending tonight's event to commemorate the 25th anniversary of Piper Alpha. Why are these events so important, do you think?
Well, we've got a lot of new people joining the industry. Personally, I've worked in oil and gas for 30 years, but we have many new entrants. And it's really important to learn from the past so that we can build a better future in terms of what we're doing. I think today is a way of really commemorating something tragic that happened so that we can be much better in the future and we don't face those tragedies again.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we obviously had an event over in Holyrood as well as in the House of Commons today. I mean, again, we have a lot of kind of ministers and MPs as well. I mean, do you think that the government now really are sort of heeding these lessons of the Cullen Report?
I absolutely believe that. They have a key role to play through the regulator that's part of their organisation, but many other parties have a key role to play as well. The workforce, it's absolutely vital that we engage with the workforce, and in Step Change, that's one of the key things we've been doing. The industry leaders, the regulators play a part, the unions are key as well in that. So we have a very broad set of stakeholders, and in Step Change leadership team, we have those representatives around the table, and it's only through that that we can really drive improvement and take the lessons from things like Piper so that we can be in a much better place going forward.
Yeah, of course. And this parliamentary reception was actually tagged as progress. And what type of progress and challenges? What progress has been made, and what challenges do we still have?
Yeah. So in the speech I gave this evening, I highlighted the industry safety performance and the improvements we've seen. We've seen a 70% reduction in personal injuries since the terrible Piper Alpha disaster. In the last 3 years alone, we've seen a 48% reduction in hydrocarbon releases, a main trigger for major hazards in our industry. We've seen significant progress in where we are on the personal injury front. We're now one of the third best industry in safety performance and personal injury in the UK, at the same kind of level of education, and twice or three times better than construction or manufacturing. That's a tremendous place to be, but we're not sitting on our laurels. As I mentioned this evening, chronic unease, conscious unease, we have to continuously drive for improvement, because any injury is unacceptable, any gas release is unacceptable, and we've got to drive those out of our industry.
I mean, you mentioned there a little bit about human factors, really, almost.
Yep.
And an MP who was talking to me earlier, who said, no matter how many systems you have in place, whether it's Piper Alpha or something else, there's always going to be that instance of human factors. I mean, how much is the industry really looking at this, the yep, personal injury issue?
So one of our five key task groups in Step Change is a human factors group. It's an extremely difficult area. You can ask five people, you get five different views on what human factors is about. But what we're trying to do is to get at the essence of what that is. And it's really about people understanding what they are supposed to be doing,
yeah,
and following that consistently. And in my own day job, I work for an oil company, I've got countless examples over the last 3 or 4 years where if people had just done what it said on the tin, we would have not ended up with an injury. So how do we make people do that? How do we educate them? How do we train them? How do we make sure that they're consistently following that? 70% of the injurious incidents in our industry result from people not following procedures.
Yes.
So we've got to write better procedures, we've got to educate people better, and we've got to get their mindset around why they're following them. And there's a lot of work goes into trying to put us in a much better place. Have we got where we want to be? Absolutely not. Are we improving? Yes, but we've got so much more to do. And human factors is one of the trickiest areas.
Fantastic. Well, I just really appreciate people like yourself being here today. So, yeah, thank you very much.
Good.
Thanks again. Cheers.
Is that okay?